Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Soaring with the Eagles in Leadership and Excellence with your host, Misty P. Long, Director of Devoted to Him Ministries. Devoted to Him Ministries is committed to winning the lost and building up the body of Christ through broadcasting the Word of God with fire, faith, and power, teaching all nations, and lifting up the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today's message is designed to help you grow in every area of your being. Through the devoted lifestyle, we can all win. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. James 5:16. And now, Devoted to Him Ministries founder, Misty P. Long.
Wow, it is so wonderful to be back with everyone today. To be back again, to rejoice in 2015, to thank God for this new year. That we are yet alive, so that means we yet have a purpose. We're yet anointed, so we still have a calling. We just thank God for your ears. We thank God for your eyes. We thank God for your engagement. You know, it's the Devoted to Him Global Ministries family, you know, to your family and to yours. We're so glad that we are in this fellowship at this time. And the new year is an exciting thing. You know, we just thank God for what we talked about last week. You know, and, you know, last week, you know, I believe it was the 18th of January in the year of our Lord 2015, and this is the 25th of January in the year of our Lord 2015. You know, and we're still talking about Isaiah 43, you know, where God used the prophet so powerfully. And, you know, he said, God said through Isaiah, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Don't you know it? Aren't you sensitive to it? Don't you perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert and giving drink to my chosen, my people. So we thank and praise our Heavenly Father that the former things have passed away and all things have become new in 2015. Hallelujah. That's good news. Let's give Him some praise. And so we just thank God for being able to fellowship around the table of another chance. Some of us on this broadcast, there are some that messed up in 2015. Some made a lot of mistakes. Some didn't do right. So we thank God that this is the hour and the year and the day of another opportunity, another chance to make it right, to do the right thing this time. So we're here. I'm here myself, our co-host, Patricia Jones. Patricia, just say hello real quick to our audience.
Hello. I just want to say hello to you. And as we continue to study and give praise for the new year that's coming in with our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 And it's just an exciting time, a time when people are making commitments to the Lord. People are, you know, having rededications at this time of the year. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Lord enjoys this, you know, going on all year long. But, hey, you know, you're a fisherman, you catch fish whenever you can. Amen. And so since the world has this holiday of the new year, the world decided to call it a new year, hey, any opportunity, amen? Because like we said last week, the God we serve is the God of the new thing. You know, He's the God of the new chance, the new opportunity. He's the God of the revival. He's the God of the resuscitation. If you died in 2014, God's want to resuscitate you spiritually in 2015 and get you back on track, get you back in love with Him, get you back devoted to Him and devoted to His cause and devoted to His purposes every day that you live and walk on this earth in this year. Hallelujah. That is good news. Amen. That makes me feel good all the way to the tips of my toes. That's some good news today. So, you know, we're continuing to rejoice in the new thing. And both of us, myself and our co-host tonight, just have some words of encouragement for you. you know, to fire you up, to build you up, you know, to get your mind, you know, your spirit and your mind stirred up, you know, in this whole direction of the perfect will of God for my life in 2015. And, you know, as we meditate on the new thing, and, of course, our key verses, and so it was our same key verse last week, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 19, you know, some of the things that God had been feeding me and has been ministering to me the first 3 weeks of this month, okay? We stated this is the 25th. We got one more week left, so we're right at the end of the third week and about to enter the fourth week of January. And, you know, but God's been talking to me about the wisdom that we're going to need. We're going to need wisdom for the days ahead. And not just any old wisdom and not the world's wisdom, but now I'm talking about the wisdom of God. I'm talking about the wisdom that is a commodity that you can get nowhere else but in God and in his word. And so, you know, as I was meditating on this, you know, and God took me to some places in the word, like 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, which we touched on that a little bit last week, and over in James, the fourth chapter, you know, are some really powerful passages in the New Testament that really teach us what the wisdom of God is. You know, because the world has one definition of wisdom, you know, and I'm not saying there's not any truth in the world's definition, but, you know, if you really want lasting wisdom, you can only get it in Christ. And so, you know, that's the wisdom that we're going to be talking about. And I know that for years I've held close to my heart this definition of wisdom. A great Bible teacher I happened to hear on either television or the radio years ago, and this great teacher gave this definition of wisdom. And wisdom is doing today what you're still glad that you did tomorrow. So wisdom is doing today what you can still be proud of tomorrow. And so that stuck in my spirit that has never left me. And that is definitely a way we want to look at wisdom and enter into the conversation on wisdom. But if you go to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, you know, Paul is talking about this wisdom of God. You know, and he was saying, you know, he was talking to the Corinthians, and he said, you know, when I first came to you guys, you know, I was nervous, you know, and, you know, here I am. I'm a new man. I'm a new creature in Christ. He's now made me from a murderer of Christians into a lover of Christians to one who is advancing the Christian cause. I'm advancing the kingdom of God. He's made me from one who was murdering Christians to now I'm a leader of Christians. And so whenever I have to come before you guys and minister in the name of Jesus, Paul said, hey, my knees are knocking. My teeth are clicking. I'm nervous. And most of the time I can't put two thoughts together in and of my own human self. You know, but, you know, Paul told the Corinthians, he said, but you know what I've learned? You know, it really doesn't matter how I feel within my human self. Because when I come before you to share and impart the word of God and to have a conversation about our Savior, Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God takes over. And the wisdom of God speaks to you. So then, and Paul said, and that's a good thing. So therefore, your faith is not caught up in my great oratory and speaking skills. Your faith is not caught up in my great intellect and how smart a man I am. No, because I'm nervous, because I'm relying totally on the Holy Spirit and not some written script, then God is able to come in his wisdom, and my words are very plain and very simple. They're not fancy at all. But yet God's message still gets through me. It's by his wisdom, his message still gets through me. And the message gets through me so that therefore your faith is not in Paul. Let's shout now. Your faith is not in Paul's intelligence. Your faith is not in how well Paul can deliver a message, but your faith is in the power and the spirit of Almighty God. And that's what your faith needs to be. Your faith is in the wisdom of God and not the wisdom of Paul. And so I believe as we go into 2015, that's exactly where God wants us to be. Our faith needs to be in the wisdom and the power of God. And our faith life needs to be a response not to men and women of God, and thank God for men and women of God. How can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent? how lovely are the mountains are the feet of them that bring good news. So, you know, we have to have the teachers and the preachers and the leadership. But we thank God that our life of faith is a response not to those leaders but to the power of God. And in 2015, God wants us to have clarity about where our motives need to be and where our faith needs to be. It needs to be in response to the power of God. So, you know, once we have that and got that and have that straight and accurate, then at that point, we have a lot of wisdom we can share with one another in this year of our Lord 2015. We got a lot of wisdom we can pass on to you, and you can pass on to those you know and love and that you're responsible for in the spirit. Plenty of wisdom to pass on once we all get our feet spiritual ground. And really, that's what these two New Year's talks are about. You know, our subject last week was talking you through the new being in 2015. And this is nothing but part two of talking you through the new being, whatever your new being is, in 2015. And so we ended the talk last week saying that, hey, we're all coming together to figure this thing out. We're all coming together to find out what is the will of God? What is the work that we're supposed to be about? So we're here to come together as a group to find our firm spiritual ground for 2015. Because I don't know about you, I don't want to be on shaky ground. I want to be on solid ground. I want to be on the solid rock in 2015. But, you know, and you know, what God is sharing with me is, you know, this wisdom is not the world's wisdom that we're going to need to make it from point A to point B and from point B to point C and from point C to point D as the months roll on of 2015. It's not the world that the wisdom values. You know, it's not the wisdom that the world values. It's not the wisdom that the world cares anything about. It's not the wisdom that the world even can figure out or understand. It's the wisdom of God. And Paul said over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and the Message version of the Bible, Paul said God's wisdom, and I'm reading verses 6 through 10, God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of his purposes. And last week we talked about this very wisdom. We talked about the deep and bottomless things of God, the deep treasures of God that the Holy Spirit searches and searches and searches in your belly, in you, in your spirit. Well, how do I know your spirit is in your belly? Because Jesus said in 1 Corinthians, in John chapter 7 and verse 37, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So we know that, you know, and really, you know, what does the belly represent? It represents the core of you, the center of you, the very essence of who you really are. And so that's where God's spirit is, and that's where God's wisdom is in you. And the spirit is not a spirit that's just flitting around on the surfaces of the waves, just flitting around on the surfaces. No, the spirit of God is going deep into the mysterious places, into the interior purposes of God, deep, 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 deep calleth unto deep, and spirit calleth unto spirit. And you don't find this wisdom of God just lying around easy to grab a hold of on the surface. No, it's not the latest message, you know, the most fashionable new preacher, come on now, that everybody's talking about, you know, that may very well be anointed, you know, or maybe the old preacher that's very well anointed. No, that's not the Holy Spirit's message. The Holy Spirit is talking about the oldest message the world has ever known. Come on, let's shout. The wisdom of God is talking about the gospel. The wisdom of God is talking about, first of all, Jesus Christ. Who he is and all his beauty and glory, and then what Jesus did. Jesus crucified. And we don't stop at crucified, but then he was rose again. So God's wisdom is the way to bring out the best in us in 2015. God's wisdom is there and has been there all along before we were ever born. God's wisdom was here. Read Proverbs 8. The Holy Ghost just gave me that. Read the whole chapter of Proverbs 8. Wisdom talks directly to the people of God in Proverbs 8. Wisdom reveals who she is. Yes, wisdom is revealed in the female form in the book of Proverbs. Pat, am I lying? Wisdom is a sheep. Oh, Proverbs 31.
Oh, yeah.
Wisdom says, I was here before the foundation of the world. God's wisdom was here. Wisdom was here before Lucifer and his angels tried to outdo God and tried to put God out of his own heaven and tried to take over heaven. Wisdom was there before then. Wisdom has always been and wisdom always will be because wisdom is from God. It says in several places in the New Testament, Paul said that Jesus Christ is our wisdom. If you got any wisdom, it's Jesus. Any true wisdom, it's Jesus Christ. Who he is and what he did for us, that's where we need to be in 2015. That's where we need to live. And that's where we need to be having our conversation. That's where we need to be hanging out. That's what we need to be talking about. And that's what we need to be sharing. And that's what we need to be spreading. Who Jesus is and what he did. And that he's coming back again. The year of the new day. So, Pat, go ahead and pick it up from here and talk about what God has put on your heart and what he's giving you to encourage the people about the new thing in 2015.
I'm going to share some scriptures for 2015, and it's just 15 scriptures to live by.
Amen.
15 scriptures that's going to encourage you in the new year that you can stand on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first one I've got is Psalms 91 and verse 10. And it says, no harm will come to you, no sickness will come near your house. So we know that God is our protector.
Amen.
And the second one in verse 11 is he will put his angels in charge of you to protect you in all your ways.
Glory.
So that's protection right there. And he's saying that he's going to watch over us. Our angels will be there for us. So we know that he's our protector. Okay, the third one is Psalms 91 again, 16. It's taken out of the NIV. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Wow.
So we want to have long, healthy life in 2015.
Mm-hmm. Preach it.
We want to live the promised years till we're 70 years old. You know, with strength, 80. Amen?
Amen.
Do you want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, and actually, I know that the Bible school I went to, the founder of that school, had actually searched the scriptures out, and he found in the book of Genesis where God actually promised us our years to be 120. Now, most of us don't make it, but he promises 120, you know, and I mean, but 70's great. 7 decades is plenty of time to get, come on, let's shout. That's plenty of time to get God's will done. Come on now. If you're going to get God's will done in your life, if you can't get it done in 70 years, shame on you. Come on now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a wonderful life. And you just said it, Paul, Pat, you know, 70 and being with strength 80. You know, but, you know, the founder of the Bible school I went to actually found, and, you know, of course, I don't have that verse before me right now. If you're interested and want to know, you just email me or text me, you know, on Facebook at thegoatothehymn.org or come on Blog Talk and let me know you want to know, and I'll find the verse in scripture for you. I wasn't prepared to discuss it tonight, but yes, there is a scripture in the Bible where after the flood, God promised man's year will be 120 years. So, you know, hey, you can claim that. Glory to God. Nothing's going to stop you from claiming 120 strong, independent, with your health, with your sound mind, still ministering, still fulfilling your purpose, you know, and doing whatever God puts you on earth to do at 120 happy, nice years. Nothing wrong with it. Ain't going to hurt anything. Come on now. You know, amen.
If you're 120, that's a witness right there. You ain't got to say nothing. That's a witness.
Right.
You're right there, 120.
Amen.
That's good. Okay, the fourth scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7. This is taken out of the New King James Version. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. You've already touched on that one. But of power, love, and sound mind. So we want to go in 2015. We want to not have any fear. We want to trust completely in him. Turn everything over to him. And of course, a sound mind, we've got the mind of Christ. So we've got the sound mind. Okay, this is the fifth verse, Isaiah 41:10, taken out of the Messenger Bible. It says, don't panic, I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I am your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you. And that says it all right there. He's not going to let go.
And you know, Pat, that's very important as we go into the new thing and what God has for us in 2015. You know, to really stay away from fear and avoid fear like the plague. Or let me put it in modern day language. Avoid fear like it's Ebola. Come on now. Fear is spiritual Ebola. Come on now. And if anybody can talk about that, it's me. You know, because even though I'm a bold person, even though I just naturally have a strong personality, I inherited that from my practically all the women in my life, but most closely my maternal grandmother and my mother are strong women, you know, and even my paternal grandmother was also a strong woman, my grandma-in-law, but still, you know, that's in place. But yet there's that part in me, you know, as a woman leader, you know, because of the way the world is and because of, you know, my view of certain things in the world, that it's easy for me to get intimidated. You know, I'll go in all bold, you know, and really do God's will in a lot of situations. But then when the rebuff starts coming from wherever it's coming from, my flesh wants to get into fear. Come on now. You know, I've got to get my mouth full now. I done went in like a mighty prophet. Come on now. And tore down strongholds and cast out imaginations. And then the devil come after me like Jezebel came after, what was the prophet? Elijah. Elijah whipped 400 in the name of God and in the power of God whipped 400 pagan prophets of Baal on the mountain. I mean, God used them in a mighty supernatural way. And then he came down from that high, powerful, anointed ministry and a witch, a woman minister that was a minister of the devil, served false gods, heard what he had done. He slew all her false preachers that she had by the Spirit of God. And when she heard, she was mad. She was hot. And she put the word out in the land. As Elijah did to my false preachers, so will I do to him before the sun comes down. And here's this mighty man, Elijah. God showed him he back in that shop pad. God showed him he supported him. God showed him he was on his side. In a high moment of ministry, but he got in, got off that high moment of ministry, and got in his flesh and his own human thinking, and got scared to death, and was running from Jezebel. Come on now, and listen, I'm the last one to talk about him, make fun of him, because the Lord is still, I'm still a work in progress. The Lord is still saying, don't back down, stay in my wisdom, you know, believe God, you've done what's right. And then do not get in fear. But what does it say? What is the remedy for that? Well, let's go Philippians 4 and 6. And that verse comes to me all the time. You know, don't worry about anything. Don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and definite request, King James says supplication. Supplication means definite request. By prayer and definite request, let your needs known to God. Let God know what you need. Let your request be known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then once you've done that, then think about what's positive. Paul said after you obeyed God and you prayed and turned over to him, then you set your mind on these things. What's lovely, what's pure, what's good, what's holy, what's right. And as one famous minister has so well put out into the earth, the battlefield is truly the mind. That's where fear really transfers its grip. That's where the stronghold of fear comes in. It comes into your mind and begins to torture you and to show you the worst outcome and the worst case scenario and all what's going to happen to you and how you're going to be defeated. You're going to be a victim. You're not going to make it this time. You're not going to be delivered this time and on harassing you. You can't sleep at night, beating on you mentally. And it's powerful, Pat, as we start the new year. See, Pat, right now, you're putting the arm of God on the people. You're putting the arm of God on the people, sister. You're putting the shield of faith out there for the people. The quick, the fiery darts, the wicked one. And fear is one of the enemies, one of the devil's biggest darts that he brings against the people of God is fear. Fear is as natural to human nature as a fish is to water. Flesh, the flesh gravitates towards fear. The flesh gravitates towards feeling small and feeling little and feeling intimidated and having low self-esteem and feeling like it can't achieve and feeling like everybody's against it and feel like, you know, and it's not so much everybody's against you, because sometimes when you're doing the right thing, everybody is against you. But with the whole lie that the flesh is telling the devil, the world be against you, God, who's against you? Come on now. You can still rise up and know that everything's going to be all right, because what fear is telling you is everything's not going to be all right. You're afraid it's not going to work out. You're afraid it's not going to go in your favor. And so the Lord, you know, through his word, and by the way, his word is also a piece of the armor. The very word that you're quoting right now, Pat, that's warning the people of God and preparing the people of God that as you go into your new thing, the enemy is going to attack. You're not going to have an easy road the whole year. Getting in the perfect will of God for the new year does not mean you're going to have an easy new year. In fact, it means just the opposite. And fear is going to come after all of us before December. 31st.
Yeah.
If anything, I can guarantee you, fear gonna come after you before December 31st in one form or another. And so God is saying, get ready for that, brace for that, get my word on that, know what to do. You pray until you get a release. You pray until that fear gets up off of you.
That's good. That's good. Amen. Okay, number six, Romans 8:11. King James Version says, "But the Spirit of Him that raised up," "of Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwells in you." Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, this mortal body can be healed. You know, we can quicken that mortal body by healing. By healing through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can go in this year healed, healthy, whole. We can go through this year with the healing from the great physician. Our Lord.
Yeah, and we definitely want to get that out. If you sick, this is your year to get well.
He can quicken your mortal body. Okay, Isaiah 40:31, taken from the Messenger Bible. "But those who wait upon the Lord shall get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind." Amen.
Amen.
Well, I say just go ahead and run the race. You know, you got his strength, soar like an eagle. Just go ahead and run with it. The year's 2015 is up and running. You got the strength of the Lord behind you. Just run, don't get tired, walk and don't lag behind.
That's right. And we need to stay out of the flesh and stay in the spirit in 2015. And, you know, that's something that we got together as Devoted to Him Global Ministries officers, myself, and co-host Patricia Jones is one of the officers in the ministry. She's also the director of prayer, and God's using her in a mighty way. And we have some other officers. We have a vice president. We have a treasurer. You know, I'm the president, you know, and then we all got together as a leadership and officers, you know, group at the first of the year. And that's one of the things that God has really ministered to Devoted to Him leadership team in 2015 is walk in the spirit so you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And 2015 is one of the things that's going to be about for Devoted to Him Global Ministries is getting our flesh under. And we're going to have some extra set aside times of prayer and fasting, because you know Jesus said it's some things in our lives that go not out but by fasting and prayer. You know, we just mentioned that stronghold of fear. And the Lord just, these people listening right now, and who will be listening when this goes into the archives, and later even will be listening. Many days and weeks after this, will be listening to this, will find this and will listen to it. You're dealing with the stronghold of fear that keeps coming up tonight. You know, but see, but God is able, you know, and one of the tools he can use is adding fasting to your prayers. Come on now.
Yes,
to get
good.
That stronghold of feeling weak, of feeling intimidated, of feeling that, you know, you're always under and not over. You know, you underneath and not on top. You know what I'm saying? That you know, a slave and not ruling and reigning as a king in life through Jesus Christ, which is what he died for us to be able to do, to rule and reign us. You know, and fasting and consecration and set aside times of special prayer is a way to pull those strongholds down. But like I said, fear is nothing but a work of the flesh. That's your humanity. That's your human weakness trying to dominate you. But you got to rise up and say, I can do all things through Christ. You got to rise up by the Spirit of God, you know, and say, hey, I'm not going to be in the mind of the flesh. The mind of the flesh is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit. That's me figuring things out on my own without the Holy Spirit. And it is death. It is spiritual death. It comprises all the miseries arising from sin. And right now I'm quoting out of Romans chapter 8. This is the key verse for the Devoted to Him team for this year, both here and hereafter. So the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and soul peace, both now and forever. That verse 7 of Romans 8, that is because the mind of the flesh, with its carnal thoughts and purposes, is hostile to God. For it does not submit itself to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. So then those who are living the life of the flesh, catering to the appetites and impulses of their carnal nature, cannot please or satisfy God or be acceptable to Him.
Well, that's good. That's really good. So thank God we got His strength for 2015 to do our job, ministry, care for relatives, whatever you got going. We thank you. We got your first strength. First strength. Okay, let's look at Philippians 4:19. It says, and my God shall supply all your needs according to Him, His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So He's going to supply your needs. He may supply you with a new car, a new home, a grocery, money, whatever you need. He's got your need for the new year. He supplies all of your needs, small and big. Amen?
Amen.
Let's see. James 1:5 says, if you need wisdom, ask a generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Well, you've already shared about that. We definitely can ask Him for wisdom. And whatever you need for wisdom, for your schoolwork, exams, just on your job, He's your source of wisdom for the new year. Amen?
Amen.
Let's see. Isaiah 54:17 says, so no weapon that is against you will defeat you. You will show that those who speak against you are wrong. These are good things my servants receive. The victory comes from me, saith the Lord. It's taken out of NCV version. We thank you that we have this pearl of victory in every area of our lives. And where it comes against us, we rise up against it with the Lord. And victory is definitely ours. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's look at number 11. Isaiah 43:2-3 for the Messenger Bible. When you are in over your head, I like how this reads, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end. Okay, in verse 3 of that says, because I am God, your personal God. Well, it couldn't be said any better than that. So whatever you're going through, He's there with you. Wherever you are, wherever you're going through, He's there. He can make a way out of no way. Let's see. The 12th one I have is Psalms 118:24. It says, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So every day is a new day. So if you mess up today, you've got tomorrow. You've got 365 days. So if you mess up one, take it new the next day. You know? It's always a new day coming in. Let's see. Here's another one. Jeremiah 29:11. We're on number 13 now. NIV. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. A hope and a future. So that is good for this year. He has plans for you this year. He wants to give you a future, and He wants to give you a hope. He knows what's ahead in a new year. So we can just flow with it. Just flow with His plan. As you pray and seek the Lord, just flow with what He's telling you to do, because He has it all planned out. So all we got to do is flow with it.
Amen. Amen. And remember, stay away from fear and intimidation, because as you get into that flow, you know, don't be naive. Be wise as a serpent. I'm talking about wisdom. It keeps coming up tonight. Be wise as a serpent. This is the very words of Jesus, but harmless as a dove. So don't be caught off guard with evil. Evil is always with us as long as we in this, you know, season. A time will come when all evil will be eradicated. But now we do have to deal with that out in this world. We're in a fallen world. Satan's the god of this world. But we want to keep reminding you, because we want to paint a realistic picture of the glory of God, the goodness of God, the flow of God, but also what you're going to be dealing with as you flow, so that you are not left surprised, but that you're equipped to, having done all, stand in the name of Jesus and survive and thrive in the flow and the new thing that God has for you. We're excited for all of us, you know, because this is the year of our Lord. And so we're excited about being in it. We're excited about all the good things God has in store and all the good things he's going to do. But we also want to have on the whole armor of God, because we are on enemy territory. So we need to know that we need to be good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to be in that position where we can receive his protection. And we can do those things that he told us to do in his word, to protect ourselves, to cover our mind with the helmet of salvation, to cover, you know, to put on the breastplate of righteousness, to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, to put on the garment of truth. That's part of what these discussions we're having on Blog Talk about, the truth, making sure we know the truth. Because when you know the truth will make you free. If you continue in my word, he said. But we talk about the word tonight, aren't we? If you continue in my word, you'll know the truth, the girdle of truth. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Come on now. And who the Son has set free in 2015 is free indeed. Hallelujah. I don't want to be bound. I want to be free. Well, if you continue in the word, the Son sets you free, and you are truly, he said, free indeed. That means you are truly, truly free, and no one can put you back in the box. No one can put you back in the prison. No one can put you back in slavery. But you will be free in the name of Jesus. So it's important that we're prepared so that we know that when fear comes, it's not of God. It's not healthy, and it's not of God. Because it says in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear. So if fear comes, you know who's trying to gift you. You know who's trying to give you a gift, and it's not God. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. God's gift is love. God's gift is faith. So the devil's gift is fear. So the Holy Spirit is teaching us right there in 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. He doesn't want us to be naive. He doesn't want us to be ignorant. He wants us to be spiritually intelligent. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love. I think, Pat, you already quoted this. And a spirit of a sound mind, a deep and undisturbed mind. And didn't we start out tonight talking about the deep mind in Christ, being deep in God, that the Holy Spirit searches the depths mentally, emotionally, and most of all spiritually, that when the Holy Spirit is loose in your life, as you have a strong prayer life, come on now, a strong life in the Word, come on now, when you mix some fasting in there every now and then, come on now, when you get those ingredients together, you have a deep and undisturbed mind. Fear disturbs you. Fear is an upset. Fear is a confusion and a conflict and a warfare. And so, you know, on this broadcast tonight, I believe God is wanting to set people free. And he's wanting you to know that you can go and be healed in the name of Jesus. You can go and be free. And what would Jesus say after he'd healed somebody? Go and sin no more. You know, Jesus said, go on in the power of your healing and keep your healing. Come on, God wants you to get your healing and keep your healing in 2015. Yeah. And so we need to have on the whole armor of God. Prayer is a piece of the armor. I'm quoting Ephesians 6, if anybody want to know. We're talking about the armor of God. It's right there in Ephesians 6. The word is a part of the armor. The shield of faith is a part of the God of armor, quenching all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And how does faith come for 2015? How does faith come for the task that's ahead? How does faith come for the new thing he has for you? Well, faith comes by what we're doing right now. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by what? The Word of God.
That's good. That's good. All right. Number 14, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, the Messenger Bible. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. I love this Messenger Bible. Words, it's great. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that's good. And you know how I, you know, the thing to do too is, you know, when you call on Him and in prayer or worshiping Him or reading the Word, you can hear Him through those ways. Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Okay. Mhm. All right. Here's 15. This is it. Isaiah 53:5, New King James Version says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions; he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." So we go into the new year healed, healthy, and whole. Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
I hope
those have been some encouragement to you. They are definitely blessed my life. And
Amen.
I've got them right here on my refrigerator so I can read them every day.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's good to see His promises for me.
Amen. Amen. And Pat, I'm sure that if there's some out there to say, hey, wow, I would love to have those. You know, I'm sure, you know, if you send me that, you know, again, Misty Long on Facebook, Devoted to Him Global Ministries on Facebook, devotedtohim.org, or you can come right here to our, you know, show section on Blog Talk and say, hey, I would like those 15 encouraging preparatory words for my new thing in 2015 that, you know, Minister Patricia Jones shared, you know, on the broadcast on January 25th. If you send me that, Pat, I'm sure you would give me that so I could send that on to someone, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure would, yes. Mm-hmm. Sure
amen,
would.
Amen. Well, hey, that's wonderful. I mean, it's nothing like the Word. The Word is what we need. Come on now. You know, a lot of people on Prozac and on all these other medications, and I'm not putting medications down. If the doctor has you on it, please take it prayerfully. Please take it. I'm not saying anything wrong with medication. I'm telling you, the number one medication you ought to have in your cabinet is the Word of God. Come on now. We need, His Word is like medicine. We need this Word. This Word washes us. Jesus said that we'll wash with the washing of water by His Word. So we thank God that He's constantly preparing us for the new thing and getting us in place. You know, and as we round this up, you know, tonight, you know, we're encouraging you, we're building you up with the Word of God, with the principles of God, with the policies of God's Word. You know, and what we're saying is, and we started out saying this tonight, you know, that this all boils down to walking in the wisdom of God. And, you know, Spirit can only be known by Spirit. You cannot know the Spirit through the flesh. You know, in John 4, you know, Jesus said God is Spirit. He was telling the woman at the well. He was told the woman at the well, He said, God is a Spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God's Spirit and our spirit is in open communion. No blockages. Nothing between. You remember that old hymn? Nothing between my soul and the Savior. Nothing between me and Him. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm licking my lips. Nothing between me and Jesus. Come on now. Nothing between me and the Holy Ghost. Nothing between me and the Father. God's Spirit in 2015 and our spirits in 2015 in open communion. Spiritually alive. Those of us who are in Christ, we are alive to God. We are spiritually alive, and we have access to everything God's Spirit is doing. Hallelujah. And, Pat, you just said that. You said that we can know what to do in 2015. We can know what God wants. We can know God's will. We can fulfill God's heart and plan for us individually and as a team. Because through Christ, Christ, we have access to everything God's Spirit is doing in the earth, in Afghanistan, in Syria, in Iraq, in Serbia, in Britain, in Paris, in Texas, in Oklahoma, in New York, in L.A., wherever we are, out in space, out at the International Space Station. Through God's Spirit, we can know everything God is doing. Jesus said, somebody that's an employee, somebody that's an acquaintance, somebody you don't know that well, they don't know what you're working at. But Jesus said, I haven't called you employees. I haven't called you slaves. I haven't called you servants. I've called you my friend.
Okay.
And therefore, with my friends, I give my heart. With my friends, I share my will. With my friends, I share my plan. With my friends, I am intimate and vulnerable and naked and open and exposed to let you know what I want. In Matthew 28, he said, go ye into all the world. He said, all authority and all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. You got your commission. You got your papers, your license. You ordained body of Christ. I've ordained the body of Christ. I've mandated the body of Christ. I've licensed my body. I've called my body. Go into all the world and preach this gospel to every creature. And whosoever believeth in me shall have everlasting life. Teach them the ways, the wisdom of God, the ways of God, the mind of God, the will of God. I've got power to you. I got the power, all the power, all the power, and I've empowered you to go in my name as my representatives with all the power and backing that there is in heaven. I've sent you. You're free to go.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah said, you know, Lord, if you need somebody in 2015, come on now, if you need somebody, here am I. In me. So everything he's doing, we have access to it, and we cannot be judged by those who are not spiritually alive. Let's shout. They can't judge us, and boy do they try. They try to pick the preachers apart. Come on now. They try to tie us down, and they're amazed that the church is still here. The ones the atheists can't figure out. The people that love the devil cannot figure out 2,000 years, and they cannot get rid of Jesus. Come on now. He was still yet alive on this planet, and they just can't figure out. The Muslims can't figure out. Nobody can figure out the Christians. Now, we got a clear insight into them. We know all about them. They can't figure us out. So we can't be judged by those critics. But Isaiah's question is this. Is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Is there anyone who knows what God is thinking? Does anybody know what God is feeling? And then the answer was, Christ knows. And we have Christ's Spirit. And the final thing I want to share, because we're going to have to say goodbye till next time, but I want to share this because, you know, we've shared the rich word of God. We give you 15 PowerPoints. Ooh! 15 powerful pills that will change your life if you take that medicine. Come on now. But the wisdom is all wrapped in the wisdom of God. Live well and live wisely. And if you go to James chapter 3, the message version, it's beautiful how James put it. He said, do you want to be counted wise to build a reputation for wisdom? Here's what you do. Live well, live wisely, live humbly. It's the way you live, not the way you talk, that counts. Now, this is good right here. Mean-spirited ambition is not wisdom. Mean-spirited ambition is not wisdom. Boasting that you are wise does not make you wise. Twisting the truth to make yourself sound wise isn't wisdom. It's the furthest thing from wisdom. It's animal, cunning, devilish conniving. Whenever you're trying to look better than others or get the better of others, things fall apart and everyone ends up at the other's throats. Real wisdom, God's wisdom, begins with a holy life. And it's characterized by getting along with others. And so, you know, the bottom line is, you know, this is devoted to him, Global Ministries. And over in Romans 12, Paul said what we need to be doing in the season of the new thing. That's what we need to be doing all year long. And it's over in Romans 12:1. Paul said, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you in view of all the mercies of God to make a decisive dedication of your body, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Finally, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. Because at the end of the day, friends, this whole talk is about you. Any gifts that we brought to this radio show today, those gifts are for you. It's all about your life. It's all about the plan God has for you. And being able to get enough muscle in your spiritual hand to grab a hold and pull it into manifestation in your everyday life. That's what it's all about. That's the heartbeat of God. And, you know, it begins, for those who are not saved, it begins with becoming a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Pat, why don't you talk about that? Why don't you talk about becoming a believer, about being born again? Explain what it means to be born again. Even on this radio broadcast tonight, how can someone get this new thing we're talking about? How can someone become a new creature in Christ? What is that process?
Well, first you have to, I would say, we'll just tell the Lord you're sorry for your sins, repent of your sins, and ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. And then once he's in your life, then you experience his new life that he has for you.
Wow.
And then you can begin to live it out. You're born again because you have a new life. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new.
Amen. Beautiful.
And I can't think of any better time to do it than right now. Right now for the
Amen.
New year. Start your new year off right.
Say now, woo, glory to God, saved in 2015. No other way
to
be. No other status to have. No other position that's better than being saved.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
No, it didn't.
Amen. And you know, Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, you must be born again. You cannot see the kingdom of God unless you've been born again. We can talk and talk and talk. It'll sound like gibberish. We can shout. We can dance. We can rejoice. And you won't know what in the world is going on. Come born again. Then your spiritual eyes open up, and then you can see Christ. You can see the Holy Spirit by your spirit. You can see the kingdom of God. You can see the love of God. You can see the power of God, the strength and the sustenance of God, the endurance of God, the gift of God, the ability of God, the power of God, the self-esteem of God, all the riches of heaven become real to you and become attainable for you. But the first step is to receive Christ as your personal Savior.
Yes, it is. It is.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. So if that's you, if you're listening and that has happened for you, you know, we are so excited. And we would love to know about it. And we want to continue to pray with you and be a friend and be a voice, you know, to mentor you and to encourage you and to build you up in your faith so that you can be all that God has anointed and appointed you to be in 2015. That's what it's all about you. It's all about you. This hour is about you and your needs being met and getting you on the right track and getting you in place for all the blessings and miracles that God has in mind and has in store for you. Pat quoted it a little bit ago in one of the 15 PowerPoints. Jeremiah 29:11 is one of my favorites. God said through the prophet, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And I'm going to tell you, this hour every week is about hope.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a dying and lost and fallen world, but there's hope in Christ. So we love you tonight. We're so glad you joined. And we'll be right back next week. We will be back with the word, with prayer, and I promised you that we were going to have prayer, and we're going to have prayer on the air so that you can join in and can get in the presence of God with us and be a part of that whole process where God said, "Come, call unto me, and I will answer. Come to me and see if I won't bless." And so we definitely want to get involved in that this year with the broadcast. So you hang in here, and like every week I say, bring someone else. Tell somebody about this good thing that's going on here on Blog Talk Radio and this hour of power, amen, every week. So we thank God for you, and we're going to come back, and we're going to continue in the Word of God next week. And have your coffee, have your tea, have your Bible ready, have your cell phone ready, have your iPad ready, have your laptop ready, and we'll be back next week, same time, same place. We're going to give God all the glory and let him have his way, amen. So stay right there. We got our ending announcements, and then we'll see you next week. God bless you. We sure appreciate you.
You've been listening to Soaring with Eagles in Leadership and Excellence with your host, Misty Long, Director of Devoted to Him Ministries. Please visit our website, devotedtohim.org, and join us on Facebook at Devoted to Him Global Ministry. Join us next time on Soaring with the Eagles in Leadership and Excellence.